Do you ever wonder what is going on inside someone else's head? I've been wondering that a lot lately. This is the question that begins the movie Inside Out, a wonderful children's story for all ages that follows the personified emotions inside the head of a little girl named Riley. We get to know Riley through the emotions that we see as living beings inside her head trying to control her. Can anyone remember what the emotions are that we see inside her head? Yeah, I figured, can you remember one or two? Anger and sadness. Well, I'm going to hold you there, and we're going to get a couple more. Yeah, all the way down here, anger and sadness. Joy and disgust. Yep, and we got one more. Hold on, we're going to go all the way in the back.
Fear.
Fear. Got it. So there was joy, sadness, fear, disgust, and anger. Does this sound kind of familiar to anyone? These are the different emotions we see playing out inside her head, and each is played by a different animated character fit perfectly to represent the emotion that they are living. The main character, Joy, is always upbeat, dancing around, and trying to spin everything positively. She's often actively working against the other emotions, especially sadness. A mopey, frumpy, Eeyore-like person that's always, in her own words, obsessing over the weight of life's problems. Fear, on the other hand, is a twisty, stressed-out, fingernail-biting wreck, always assuming that doom lurks around every corner. Disgust is like a cliched teen, sarcastic, distrustful, and sure that everything is, like, totally lame, especially vegetables, and finally, anger, a bright red fire plug of a man, literally shoots flames out of his head when he gets worked up, and it doesn't take much to get him worked up. So did we have some favorite emotions? What were people's favorite emotions in there? Yeah, who was your favorite?
My favorite is sadness.
Sadness, how come? And she turns out to be pretty important in the long run too, doesn't she? Yeah. What about you? Who was your favorite? You like them? Joy, sadness, and disgust. Those are your three favorites? Yeah? I thought disgust was pretty funny. I could have watched her have her own movie, I think. Yeah. Who's your favorite? Anger? He's pretty funny to watch just explode, wasn't he? Yeah.
Especially with the bus driver.
Especially with the bus driver. That is for sure. Yeah, so we see a couple other people's heads along the way, too, with these same emotions in them. And they're all pretty great to see. So when we meet Riley, she's just undergone a huge change in her life. She just moved away from a small town in Minnesota where all her friends and her hockey team were to this big new scary place called San Francisco, where things are weird, okay? Like, there's broccoli on her pizza. Like, right off the bat, what is going on? Has anyone ever had an experience like that when maybe you moved, but maybe just something changed and your whole life just suddenly didn't feel normal? Has anyone been through that? Yeah, Allison, you've seen that before? These Americans, like, who are these Americans? I bet, you know, we just couldn't...
California
specifically? Yeah. Who else?
California went to Massachusetts.
Yeah, right, from California.
Swear.
An abomination, right. Yeah, what about you? You get... Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we lose a beloved in our life, that is absolutely one of those hard moments. And so we see with Riley that this experience of change completely rocks her inner world. The core stories that she's held on to suddenly aren't working for her in this new place and time in her life. It's just not serving her anymore. It turns out when you get memories in, you categorize them by the emotion you're feeling, but a few of them, I mean, we have millions and millions of memories in our life, but a few of them we keep in a really special place. What did we call that place in the movie? Do you remember? Yeah, the core. Core stories. We are all carrying millions of stories, but there's maybe a half dozen of them that matter to us in a different way, and we hold them in a special place, and we call those core stories. And these core memories are the basis for our personality. They literally create who we are by growing islands to support the furthering of the essence of that memory. So in Riley's case, one of her core memories is goofing around with her parents. So that supports a place called Goofball Island. that results in Riley having a lighthearted and fun personality. Other core memories support Family Island, Friendship Island, Hockey Island. What kind of islands do you all think you have populated in your brains? Yeah, we got some ideas over here. Yeah.
UC Santa Cruz
Island. UC Santa Cruz Island. I heard Long Island. We'll get into that later. What? Say it. Chocolate Island, a very popular island. Oh, Taco. Maybe Choco Taco Island eventually. We'll see. Yeah. Kitty Island. Yeah, I see this as an important theme. Absolutely. And I think a lot of us, we learn a lot from our pets, right? So that's a big island in a lot of our life. I have no doubt. But so she had just undergone this major change in her life, and all those core memories that she had been holding on to, they weren't serving her the same way that they had been before. And so we see, literally, that those islands start to crumble inside of her. They just start to totally fall apart. And so we see Hockey Island, when she has a little mistake in hockey practice, Hockey Island starts to crumble. And then down goes Friendship Island, and down goes Goofball Island. And yes, even for a couple days, we see that Riley even loses Family Island. This is all core to her. It's a scary and sad and hard part of the movie. But then what we see is that as Riley creates new core memories in this new place, as she has new positive experiences and begins to make new friends, she suddenly sprouts new islands supported by new aspects of her personality. Now, I thought this movie did an incredible job of illustrating this very real and hard phenomenon of what change looks like at the inner level. I mean, I think as a child, as an adult, as a teenager, it just had a lot to speak to that experience. And I truly believe that just as we are physically made of, I don't know, atoms and stardust and all the stuff we talk about, we are spiritually and psychologically made of stories. While our bodies follow the recipe outlined in our DNA, our lives arc along the course we plot with the stories we build our lives from. While we experience thousands of stories every day, we hold on to a minuscule fraction. And so in today's service, I'm going to invite you to take some time to consciously and intentionally reflect on what stories you are holding on to at your core and how they are serving you, so that we might begin the process of shifting those core stories to a set that will serve us better.